thrilled, 2-0 up in the series.
Yeah, it's a great achievement for the boys. I think the boys work hard, been working hard for the past couple of years together as a team. We came close to winning the series last year against Sri Lanka, and unfortunately we didn't cross the line, but it's a good thing that we did cross the line this time around.
Do you feel you're bowling as well and as quickly as you've ever bowled, personally?
Oh yeah, right now I feel good about myself. Fitness is up. I think I've been going just a bit unfortunate with not getting the amount of wickets that I set out to get. But there's still one more game to go, and who knows what will happen.
What did you set out to get, John?
It's more than how much I have now. So it's been playing on my mind a bit, but at the end of the day, it's a team sport, and the guys are just happy to see the guys doing their part and going well. And it's a great confident build after me.
Do you sense the England batsmen are a little apprehensive when they face you?
No, I don't really think so. I just think that as a group we have been bowling good together and applying pressure. So once you applying pressure in cricket, your batsmen will make mistakes.
But you're bowling quite aggressively.
I've been doing mine. I have a role to play, and I've been fulfilling my role so far. So it's been great, going great for us.
And your role is what?
Well, my role is no secret. Just to run in and bowl as fast as possible, and the other guys, Jason and Ruchi, themselves, come and do their stuff.
In Barbados, you had quite a good contest with the England captain. How much did you enjoy unsettling him?
Oh well, it's a good contest. I think he's a great player. Unfortunately, that time I just got the better of him, but I'm sure he will sort it out coming in the future.
And you talk about the wickets that you're trying to get. Are you trying to get 13? Because you got 13 here last year. That is very grung, so this is a grung that you know inside out.
Yeah, this grung has been good to me. Some good memories on this grung. So, yeah, I have my plans for this game, but your plan and God's plan might be two different plans, so we'll see how it goes.
Did you? What was your emotion when you got Joe out with that short ball? It must have been a huge elation, but then with the overstepping on the line, did you still feel like you had a moral victory over him?
It was a moment of joy, but then after when I look at the replay and I see that I overstepped, that just took everything away from me, but it was a great battle and I enjoyed the battle.
Do you think that you, bearing that in mind, that you'll be able to kind of keep him quiet over the course of this match because he's not really produced the runs that he would fancy?
In cricket there's ups and downs, and he's a good enough player to come out of whatever patch he is in right now. So, but he has to think positive, but for me, I just have to take care of what I have to do, and my job is to go out there and bowl fast, so I don't really bother me what plans he has or whatever.
Have you had a chance to shake hands with Ben Foulkes after preventing him from wicket keeping?
No, I haven't. I've seen him since. Hopefully I see him in this game.
Are you expecting some good pace in the pitch here?
Yeah, usually this wicket tends to assist the fast bowlers a little more pace and a little more bounce. So with our bowling attack, I think we could exploit that.
So that means that you'll be bowling, plenty of short stuff again and with aggression?
Not really. For this game, I plan to pitch up the ball a little.
Oh, really?
The team overall, winning the series, in your career, I don't think you've ever been in a position like this where you're 2-0 up with a third one to go. Talk to us a little bit about, being 2-0 up, the work that's gone in, and then a little bit more about the opportunity to be 3-0.
As I said, it's a great achievement for us because thinking back a couple of months ago, in Bangladesh, we lost 2-0 in the series, and people had the worst to say about us. So, but thankfully, the guys took together, and we believe in ourselves and our ability, and we was most grateful to come out here and showcase our talent and to show some improvement. But I think it's a great opportunity for each and all the guys, and especially Bravo coming back into the setup. We welcome him. And what is a great confidence for the guys going forward.
Are you going to try and bowl the overs a bit more quickly?
Yeah.
Is it something that they've spoken to you about, maybe trying to bowl the overs a bit more quickly?
Yeah, it's been on my mind. It's a bit of a concern for the team. So it's just a matter of trying to adjust right now.
What does Jason's loss mean for this team without him?
Well, Jason's loss is a big disappointment for the team, but I think the guys that are coming in, are quite capable of doing their job. So we just have to back him and back the guy that is coming in and hope that it's some big shoes to fill, but I think he's capable of doing the job.